This is the Paul Gough Audio Experience. Whether you call yourself a PT, a physical therapist, or a physiotherapist, and wherever you're listening to this right now, this is for you. It is me revealing everything I can to help make you a more successful business owner. Thanks for listening. It means the absolute world to me.
Hey everybody, this is Paul Gough with a very special podcast. I'm live this morning in LAX, believe it or not. I just had a fantastic week in Los Angeles. Bizarrely, I flew 3,500 miles from Orlando to see a physio, would you believe it? And not to sort out his phone scripts or his website or his clinic or anything like that. Jason Han is doing amazingly well. He's got a business called HealthFit you should definitely check out. But anyway, I came to see Jason for some treatment on a hip, and I've spent the week with him. And it's been amazing just talking to him about different things. And I'm literally, you can probably hear in an airport right now, and I thought it would be pretty cool just to share with you something that we spoke about that seemed to resonate with Jason as we were just catching up and just talking about some things across the course of the week through my treatment sessions. And it was the idea of ultimately how people behave and how they live life, that ultimately there's lessons to be learned for how you can manage better your people. And the conversation started with me talking about how my kids, I've got four kids now, and each one of the kids needs to be treated very, very differently. And, you know, in the past, you kind of look at your kids, or I looked at my kids and thought that they all, you know, I wanted them all to do the same. Or you kind of have this general view of your kids, and, you know, you kind of think you treat them differently. And then we got a little bit of a wake-up call and a little bit of a shock with Xander when he was born at Christmas, that just made us look at things a little bit differently. And it got me to look at all of the kids and realize actually that Xander needs me to kind of treat him one way and behave one way. And Tobias needs me to treat him one way and behave a certain way with him. He's a very different character and a very different kid to my other boy, Harry, who's also a very different kid to my other boy, Grayson. All four of them need me to behave very, very differently. And so what I have to learn to do is ask the question, who do I need to be today? So I'll say that again. Who do I need to be today? Who do I need to be for Grayson? Who do I need to be for Harry? Who do I need to be for Natalie, my wife? Who do I need to be for Xander? Who do I need to be for Tobias? And I think that's very, very different to how most people have been taught or are currently being taught to live their life, which is very much decide who you want to be and then play that out. You know, decide who you're going to be. Decide how you want to live and decide how you're going to meet every situation and make sure you get what you want out of it. And I think the complete opposite. And I think that life now is kind of telling you that you should be strong and you should be this powerful person and don't let anybody kind of stamp all over you and, you know, be who you want to be and all these things. And candidly, I think it's a load of shit. I get it. And I think that it's in some way, possibly somewhat true. That you should absolutely be and live who you are spiritually and who you're meant to be. But I could, I would go on record, and I am, as saying that if you want the best out of life, it probably is not going to help. You've kind of got to meet every situation and ask, who do I need to be today? How do I need to approach this person, this situation? I can't decide last night how I'm going to behave today, you know, with a situation that hasn't happened yet. So as you think about that, where it becomes important for businesses that ultimately, as a leader of a business, you know, if you've got 5 staff, 10 staff, 15 staff, whatever, you will have situations that you need to change who you are. You need to speak to staff differently. You need to talk to team members differently. And it helps to arrive in your office thinking, who do I need to be today? Rather than, this is who I'm going to be, and this is how I'm going to build my business, and this is what I want from the team. I think you've got to approach it if you want success in business, and you want to, certainly once you get past 5, 6, 7 staff, where the proximity to you gets further and further away. People don't necessarily know you as well as they would if they're 1 of 2 or 3 staff. So I think you've got to approach every situation in business with who does this patient need me to be? Who does this staff person need me to be? And be really comfortable changing, and flexing is probably the right word, to get, you know, to get what you want from that situation, which, like I said, it's completely contrarian to how most people are taught, that you have to be who you want to be and you decide to be how you're going to be and be fixed and strong and solid. And I'm watching people around the world, they're just ready to blow up. Like they're just approaching every situation with predefined idea of how they want to live that moment or that life, and it's causing them to get into some trouble and certainly a lot of frustration in people's lives. So hope that helps. It's certainly something that you can take to both family, life, friends. Who do you need to be is much better than how do I want to behave, having decided the night before that you're going to react to a situation that hasn't even happened yet. So I think it takes a hell of a lot more confidence in yourself and trust in yourself just to be able to say, hey, whatever happens today, whatever happens, whoever I talk to, let's just assess the situation. Let's just see who this person needs me to be. If this employee needs me to be stern and strong and assertive, then I'll be that. If this employee needs me to be a bit more kind and softer and gentle, then I can be that. And I'll assess the situation as and when I get there. So I hope that helps. The question is, who do you need to be? Who do you need to be? And I think if you adopt that into your kind of actions and your kind of dealings with people, kids included, wife, partners, husbands, mums, dads, etc., who do you need to be today to get the best out of this situation for everybody? I think it's going to give you significantly less stress and hassle in life. Anyway, hope that helps. I'm off. I'm going to catch a flight. I'm off to Orlando. We're now getting ready for our big event. This was the final week for me just to kind of break away before we go full on into PPM Live. I hope you're going to come. Lots more good stuff like this across the weekend of October 19 and 22 in Orlando. So come on over Thursday through Sunday. 250 we've got room for, certainly well over 80% full at this point. The page to book your ticket or tickets if you're bringing staff is ppmlive23.com, or you can email my team paul@paulgough.com. Don't forget, if you are on the fence, just ask a question, send an email, ask a question, jump on the phone with us. We're here to kind of help you make the right decision. The price is trivial. It's less than the cost of probably one patient that you'll miss out on. So it's not really the price. We never really hear anything to do with the price. People tell us that they're busy, that they've got the things, that they've just got shit going on, and kind of newsflash, we all have, really, and that's often the reason to be there, just to change the way you see life, just to change the way you think, refresh, re-energize, refocus, all of those good things, very important for a business owner that I've believed in for a long, long time. So we'd love to see you, ppmlive23.com, or send an email, paul@paulgough.com. I hope you've enjoyed the podcast, the audio experience, and I will be back very, very soon with another one. Enjoy.
Thank you for listening to Paul Gough's audio experience. If you're brand new to Paul's world, head on over to paulsmarketingbook.com, where you can get started with his number one best-selling marketing book for physical therapists. Or if you've been listening to the show for a while, you like what you hear and you think that you could benefit from this type of help to accelerate the growth and profitability of your practice, reach out to Paul's team at paul@paulgough.com and tell us exactly what you're looking for. And by the way, if you know someone who would benefit from today's show, please share it with them. And if you've got any questions that you want answered, tweet Paul @ThePaulGough using the hashtag AskPG. You can also find all of these details over in today's show notes. All right, until next time, have a wonderful day.